You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Dr. Lalpat Labs on Thursday released its fiscal second quarter earnings with profit at ₹109.30 crores, up 52.4% in comparison to ₹71.70 crores during the corresponding quarter of FY23. It posted revenue from operations at ₹601.30 crores, up 12.6% as against ₹533.80 crores during the quarter ended September 2022. The company EBITDA stood at ₹177.8 crores, up 23.6% on year. Dr. Lalpat Labs has 277 clinical labs, including National Reference Lab at Delhi and Regional Reference Labs at Kolkata, Bangalore and Mumbai, 5,102 patient service centers and 10,938 pickup points. It has a catalog of 481 test panels, 2,763 pathology tests and 1,947 radiology and cardiology tests. Next up, billionaire Gautam Adani's group has acquired the remaining 51% stake in Quintillion Business Media Private Limited to take full control of the Raghav Bal curated digital business news platform for an undisclosed amount. Adani Enterprises Limited, the Ports to Energy conglomerate's flagship firm, in a stock exchange filing, said its subsidiary AMG Media Networks Limited, quote unquote, has executed a share purchase agreement for the acquisition of remaining 51% stake in QBML, the firm which operates the business and financial news digital media platform BQ Prime. It, however, did not disclose the financial details of the transaction. Moving on, Tenable, an exposure management company, has published a study revealing that Indian organizations could not prevent 42% of cyber attacks on their businesses, thwarting 58% of cyber attacks over the past 2 years. Consequently, organizations have had to rely on reactive measures rather than preventing attacks from occurring. According to an official release, the study further revealed that 78% of Indian respondents believe their organizations could better defend against cyber attacks with more resources dedicated to preventive cybersecurity. However, 64% indicated that their cybersecurity teams spend the majority of their time addressing critical incidents. Insights from the study found that a core reason for the reactivity in Indian organizations' cybersecurity practices is the lack of alignment in goals between IT and security teams. In another development, Zika virus has been detected near the Karnataka capital, latest media reports say. All fever cases are being analyzed after the virus was detected near Bengaluru. A sample was sent for examination in August from Chikkaballapur, after which the virus was detected in a mosquito. After the detection of the virus, an alert was issued in the 5 km radius of Talkebetta as the sample belonged from here. Dr. S. Mahesh, district health officer, said that around 100 samples were collected from across the state. 6 samples were from Chikkaballapur and 5 of them were negative. 1 sample tested positive, after which the alert was issued. Meanwhile, Tata Motors has supplied the first batch of the Ultra EV buses to Srinagar Smart City via TML Smart City Mobility Solutions JNK, a Tata Motors group company. The delivery of the e-buses is a part of its larger order to supply, maintain and operate 100 electric buses in Srinagar and 100 electric buses in Jammu for a period of 12 years for Jammu and Srinagar Smart City projects. The collaboration is part of an initiative of Housing and Urban Development Department, Government of Jammu and Kashmir, to establish an environmentally and financially sustainable network of public transport for Srinagar. In other news, Sapphire Foods on Thursday recorded its fiscal second quarter profit at ₹15.34 crores, down 43% as against ₹26.89 crores during the corresponding quarter of FY23. It posted revenue from operations at ₹642.64 crores, up 14.2% in comparison to ₹562.77 crores during the same period last year, led by strong KFC performance. The company EBITDA stood at ₹115 crores, up 11.5% on year. The company said that its Q2 FY24 consolidated restaurant sales of ₹641.40 crores grew by 14%, and EBITDA growth was despite the continuing demand headwinds further exacerbated by an additional month of vegetarian days. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices ended Thursday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 soared 144.10 points or 0.76% to settle at 19,133.25, while the BSE Sensex added as much as 489.57 points to 64,080.90. The broader indices settled higher, with mid-cap and small-cap stocks leading the gains. Bank Nifty Index added 316.25 points or 0.74% to 43,017.20. Realty stocks led the gains among the other sectoral indices and added over 2.52%, while PSU Bank, Metal Select Financial Services and oil and gas stocks advanced over 1%. Britannia Industries, Hindalco, IndusInd Bank, Apollo Hospital and Eicher Motors were the top gainers on the NSE Nifty 50, while the top laggards included Hero Motor Corp, Bajaj Auto, HDFC Life Insurance, ONGC and Adani Enterprises. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.